Purity of Three Karmas.
Karma means action. For any action that we commit, if it is of a virtuous nature, it will bring about the result of happiness. If it is of a wicked or unwholesome nature, it will bring about the effect of suffering. These kinds of virtuous and evil natures are known as karmic causes for happiness and suffering. Having these karmic causes, when we encounter various opportunities to act upon them, we have what is known as karmic condition. The resulting happiness and suffering that these karmic conditions produce are karmic fruit of virtue and evil. We human beings, regardless of gender and age, commit karma in our daily lives, which fall into three categories: body, speech, and mind. These are known as the three karmas. Body karma is the virtuous or evil actions produced by movements of our body and limbs. Speech karma is performed via the beautiful or ugly sounds produced by the tongue within our mouth. From our mind, the thoughts that are produced, which are good, bad, virtuous, evil, etc., are known as mind karma. Thus, mind karma is also the driving force of body karma and speech karma. The word mind also possesses the meaning of thinking, which is why the two words, thinking mind, are often used together. There are three kinds of thinking, first of which is deliberation. Before body or speech karma occur, deliberation first takes place. Can this be done or not? Should this be said or not? This careful consideration is known as deliberation. The second kind of thinking is decision-making, which refers to deciding to do something or not to do something, to say something or not to say something. The third kind of thinking is pre-action rationalizing. Before acting, we consider performing virtues is right and performing vices is wrong. And before speaking, we consider it is right to say something good and wrong to say something bad. Such considerations are known as pre-action rationalizing. As for our speech and actions, the old Chinese adage goes, "You must think thrice before you act." The aforementioned think thrice is in effect the three kinds of thinking which we have just discussed. We should think thrice before we speak and act. Having thought thrice, we should select the virtuous and beneficial to act upon and abandon the harmful and unwholesome. Because virtuous speech and actions will surely bring about happy karmic effects, they are called karma of blessings. Because wicked and unwholesome speech and actions will surely bring about karmic effects of suffering, they are called karma of misfortune. Practitioners who practice as such because of their profound dhyana samadhi will cause their karma to become virtuous and beneficial. Thus, their rebirth in heaven is immutable. That is, unmoved karma. Dhyana samadhi is when all our thinking and thoughts are completely purified to emptiness, and our original pure nature is revealed, sustained, and unmoved. If the things we do and the words we say are in harmony with social ethics and morality, then these are virtuous karma. Conversely, if what we do and say is socially unethical and immoral, then that is evil karma. There is yet another kind of karma which is neither virtuous nor evil. Words and deeds that follow the middle path and cause neither happiness nor suffering are called neutral karma. In conclusion, any impurity of three karmas of body, speech, and mind causes non-virtuous deeds to be committed, which result in retributive suffering for the individual and his family, or the society and our world. Thus, this human sea of suffering, an evil world stained with the five turbidities, is created. Five turbidities refer to defilement of the trends of the present age, defilement of wrong views, defilement of afflictions, defilement of being a sentient being, and defilement of having a lifetime. Death is then followed by descent into the animal realm, ghost realm, and hell, going as far as to Avicii, the hell of ceaseless suffering, where retributive suffering of the three evil realms must be borne. If we all have faith in Buddha, learn from and emulate the Buddha, cultivate ourselves, recite the Buddha's name, practice to eradicate our negativity and perform all that is virtuous, then, with the Buddha constantly in mind, our mind karma purifies. With Buddha's name often upon our lips, our speech karma purifies. While performing actions which benefit people, our body karma purifies. With such purity of our three karmas, we should still maintain our self-awareness as we are exhausting our karmic seeds from our past. Thus, Buddha's radiance is revealed. If every one of us practices as such, our Saha world, this world where we endure much suffering, changes into utmost bliss and transforms from defiled land to a pure land.